Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lives. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. Tonight, it's just three of us, and we are going to be playing something a little different than usual. We are playing Erica Chappell's Double or Nothing, the role-playing game, which is the totally and absolutely and completely legit Dirty Pair RPG. She got the license and everything, and yeah, don't worry about it. Everything's above board and legal. My name is Jess. I am the GM. I'll be the GM tonight. My pronouns are she, it, and as I previously said, with me tonight, I only have two other players who will be introducing themselves in alphabetical Discord order, starting with Bastion. Hello, Bastion.
Hey, hello. This is Bastion playing, I don't know yet. Pronouns she, they.
That's true. That's absolutely part of it. And we also have Grint. Hello, Grint.
Hello. This is Grint. Pronouns he, him. I'll be playing as someone. We haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about the setting for this. You're going to get to see how the sausage is made, folks, because you make the characters in the setting before you play. You just jump in and you feel things out and you fuck around. We have kind of decided that we're going to go with inside a computer reboot style. Mm-hmm. So this is all going to be inside of a computer. So here's my big question. What kind of computer? Like a school computer, a grandma computer that's full of malware, like somebody's phone?
Oh, that's a good one. Top of my head, I want to say like an office router. Like sort of that might translate into something like Grand Central.
Oh, okay.
What's Grand Central?
Grand Central Station.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking like some kind of like large network.
Ooh, that could be cool. Like your cybersecurity.
Yeah.
That's neat. I like that. You're going from
computer. Oh god, we're fucking TSA.
No, you're not TSA. You're not TSA, you're ICE.
No. Okay, I know.
You're Black ICE programs.
We got there, folks. Holy shit.
Very topical.
We should fucking kill people in this game. Anyway. Don't take that out of context at home, folks. Yeah, so I will be the GM.
Yeah, hack your local ICE agent.
No. Only if you're going to hack the Gibson. Let's figure out characters then.
Yep.
Mac and Affy.
Oh my god.
So, my first thought was Norton and McAfee.
What the fuck is Norton? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Norton antivirus?
But like it doesn't lend itself to something.
Windows and Defender.
Oh god. What if it's like, I was thinking like search and execute or search and destroy. Like command pointers. Mm-hmm.
So for the people listening, the character creation is literally you pick a setting and then you come up with funny cute names that are hopefully like paired up, because this is like a send up of that particular kind of anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
buddy cop stuff but with more cleavage.
Yeah, Dirty Pair.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Could do. My brain went to Command and Conquer. You could be Command and Conquer.
Command and Conquer. Hold on, let me just look at stuff on my computer. I'm sitting at right here.
Ooh, dot and dash.
Dot and dash.
Oh,
One and zero.
Maybe dot and slash.
One and O.
Ooh, dot and slash. Not bad.
Dot and slash. Yeah, sure. Dot and slash.
All right, who wants to be dot? Who wants to be slash?
I'll be dot.
Okay. I'll be slash.
That's a cute name.
Write this down.
Yeah, it's one of the Warner siblings. It's the guitarist, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's one of my favorite stupid jokes, which I know I've mentioned this, but they made those like Simpsons books years ago. Mm-hmm. There was the comic book guy's guide to life, and it had a joke about slash fic, where the joke was, it is one of the most popular genres of literature online about the guitarist from Guns N' Roses showing up in various TV shows.
God, that's a Simpsons joke.
I'm going to set damage units in power cores.
Sure.
It's like that fingerprints joke, but...
Actually, yeah, exactly. Actually, no, I'm going to do RAM.
RAM? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you are dot and slash.
Yep.
You have four skills. Both of you have, well, first of all, are you gonna both play ladies?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So you're both
lady programs.
Mm-hmm. So you both have charm because you are lovely and charismatic.
Of course.
And then you get a weapon skill. So your weapon skill is something that you both have aptitude in. And then you put your own twist on it for however that looks.
So do we have, like, Tron weapons, or are they, like, superpowers, do you think, in our particular setting?
Let's see. Well, it's kind of all about, like, what you want the look to be. I kind of like it still being some kind of, you know, cyber weapon. Cyber gun.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, what kind of cyber gun, though? Like, are we talking like Mega Man, Battle Network ass?
Oh.
Ooh, do you want Busters?
Blaster.
Do you want Busters?
Yeah. Busters. Mega Buster.
Yeah, it's just a thing our arms do.
Ooh. Sorry. It's called a data buster.
I don't care. sorry, Emily. I don't care. All right. So your hands can turn into data busters.
And then we each get to pick a second, like, signature thing.
Mm-hmm. One hand turns into a gun, and the other hand turns into something in particular.
Well, we're both girl programs, so it turns into a vacuum cleaner. That's what Mega Man taught me.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Dr. Light. What's your fucking problem? Well, okay. I think I have to say that my other weapon is a cyber sword.
Ooh,
I mean, it could be like a knife. Like a... A combat knife or
cyber knife. High frequency blade.
Yeah, it should. Why not?
Everyone loves the high frequency blade.
Give me a fucking scythe. Who knows?
I'm always saying
go.
Ooh, scythe.
High frequency scythe.
Reek the fuck out of that digital corn.
That's why they call me Slash.
That's how you get kernel access.
Yep.
That's right. Oh my god. Why did I do this? I'm in hell.
Okay. I am gonna take a Morningstar? Yeah.
Oh, a flail, that's neat. Or no. Does it spin or does it just bludgeon? Okay, so it's a flail.
No, it's on a chain. Yeah.
Yes, it's a flail.
Is it like the Gundam hammer? Does it have rockets on it?
It should.
It should.
So, blaster and rocket flail and blaster and
it's a meteor cipher. Hammer.
Okay, meteor sure. Hammer.
It should have it should have little rocket engines on it so it can reposition itself or spin faster. Yes.
Yeah. That makes it do more damage.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's honestly pretty fun. So, the other two skills are different for each character. Decide what they are. One player picks a quality they think their character embodies to be their first skill. I guess we'll go in...
Innocent face.
Ooh.
I know right away I want Dot to be like...
Go for it.
The cute one who is either like calculating or psycho and it's hard to tell.
Innocent face, yeah. I like it. So what, now I pick my first skill?
Uh-huh, and it has to be in contrast.
Oh, scary face.
Jesus.
Terrifying
resting
face.
Glitch face.
Resting glitch, shut up!
Come on! I'm sorry, I'm clever. Jeez.
Resting glitch face. I'm writing it down. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just remember, trying to think how to phrase it. Actually, no, I think that would work as more than just like a charm skill. Because you already have charm for like talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is more like maybe being overlooked.
Or sure, like more like a stealth skill.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, if you want to make yours more like a stealth skill, then I should make mine more specifically.
Oh yeah.
Center of attention.
Mm. Oh yeah, how about point in the crowd? No.
Dot gets stealthy, and then Slash gets demolitions.
NPC face?
NPC face.
Mob face? Mob face.
You just want to make it like easily overlooked?
Yeah. I'm just thinking that can still sort of be a cute face in like a low res kind of way. Mm-hmm. Or like simplistic, like a Kirby character or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unremarkable. You don't notice them. They just sort of fade in. It's the facial equivalent of a high-vis vest.
Okay.
At a job site.
I'm writing down for my opposite skill, bull in a china shop.
Yeah, ooh. There we go. That's fun. All right, Grant, you get to pick a skill of your own now.
Yep. Let's see. My powerful super mode. I am going to put down Dangerous Driver.
Oh. Well, now I know who wants to drive the carmobile.
Sorry, I'm going to make this more computery. Unlicensed driver.
Fuck off. Every single time you get into the car, it asks you to register WinZip, and you just have to hit the X button in order to start it.
Yeah, you start it with your key gen.
Oh God! Why did I do this?
And then you zip out of there. Anyway,
I know you're not sorry.
Not even slightly. So that's. For, okay, I guess I could be, is that kind of like, another specialization of yours? Like
that's his special. That's
yeah. That's my last skill.
Yep, yours has okay. to. You have to pick another one. That's a. Either contrasting or intention with the selection.
I guess maybe like. I mean, the immediate opposite would be something with like precision or calm. So.
I was thinking like a difference of. I mean, I don't want to put my thumb on the scale too much, but I was thinking of like a difference of like physicality and mobility. Like maybe you're good at like parkour. You don't need a vehicle to get around.
Run as administrator.
Oh my god.
There we go. Yeah, there you go.
My god, why do I try? It's
digital parkour and also breaking and entering.
All right, sure. All right, all your characters start at one. You have two more points to add to your skills.
Okay. I'm going to put two in run as administrator and two in cyber gun, the weapon, the fight skill.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put. I'm going to put a point into Bull in a China Shop, which I don't have a computery name for.
Icebreaker?
Yeah. Icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put a point into... I'll put a point into Unlicensed Driver.
Hey, let's design your car mobile then.
Let's see. What is it? It's a car mobile. Does it have treads?
No, it has like buckyball polygons that it slides around on, like those fucking Minority Report.
Is it like a tandem motorcycle?
What if it? Front and back.
Yeah, front and back.
Like it's all one cockpit. Like a the only if it has some kind of fighter jet esque canopy.
Yeah.
All right, then, yes, absolutely.
All right, so it is a
you might be surprised I can't find a picture of what I'm exactly looking for.
So a tandem motorcycle. Okay.
Yeah, but it's got, like, cool Tron wheels and polygons.
Yeah.
All right, I wrote this down verbatim. Tandem motorcycle with two cool Tron wheels and polygons. So start adding details one at a time. You get up to four. You get four.
I mean, fast is easy, but...
Fast is easy. I
mean, what about narrow so it can, like... drive into through unexpected places. Slim file size. I don't know.
Slim profile.
Yeah, slim form factor.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just putting slim.
Sure. Yeah, it's like the PS2 slim. It's the slim. It's the it's the model that's okay. Actually well engineered.
You said PlayStation and well-engineered, and you lost me.
Yeah, well, I'm being figurative.
I think it should have all-terrain.
Cool. That's fun.
Can it also be something that it, like, has?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the examples is plasma cannon.
Oh, right. Like scout drones.
Ooh. All right, cool.
And one more.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Not you.
No, it's up to me. I could just say cup holders. but I think that might be a waste.
No, we're in a computer, so it's a disk drive.
Is that the name of the car? The disk drive?
The disk drive.
No, it's not a car, it's a bike. But
it's a bike-a-mobile. But yeah, it might be called the disk drive.
Jesus Christ.
I think that it should have some kind of I don't know, loudspeaker.
Don't want to give it a weapon?
I guess it could have a weapon. It should have what you call it?
I don't know. Flamethrower, net gun, bayonet.
Oh my god.
Sword van and the hammer bike.
I think that it should have a concussion blaster.
Oh, sure.
Goes wub wub.
All right, Saints Row 4.
Wub wub.
Ah, all right. Do you two have descriptions for your characters?
Okay, well, on a scale of like human to the binary reboot characters, what do we look like, do you think?
I was thinking in my head,
or
you look like, yeah, you know, people with computery parts.
Okay.
As much as, or as little as...
So like Mega Man, or like...
Probably Mega Man baseline.
Sure.
Especially when you get into the later Mega Man games where everyone is just a Reploid.
I think I'm just going to go with something like Dorothy from Big O. You know, the not quite a maid uniform, but simple, mostly monochromatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Official looking. Sort of, or formal, like, yeah, formal. Formal.
God, what? Okay, yeah. I am going to go with classic of anime of a certain generation. The, like, button-down shirt, like half coveralls look, you know?
Uh-huh.
Jeans and suspenders kind of thing.
Sure. I know which one of you in the relationship is the butch and which one's the femme, yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, neat.
I'm also looking at a picture of Fujiwara Nomoko from Toho Projects right now.
I'm gonna have to Google that.
She's got Phoenix powers.
Yep, I see what you're talking about. Gotcha, so you look like our Dorothy Wainwright and Fujiwara from Toho. Okay.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's your characters. All right. So, the two of you are security programs in this company. I don't really have a name for the company. We're just going to call it the company. And you are...
That shit's above our pay grade.
Yep. And you are currently off duty right now because you are in between gigs. You work for SysAdmin, which is basically responsible for the network and server security for the entire company. I guess aesthetically, the inside of the computer just looks like a cyberpunk city. Like, all of... Okay, have you ever seen the Neo Tokyo map in Team Fortress 2?
I think so.
No. I've heard of the game Neo Tokyo.
It's this one specific map in TF2. For like...
Oh, okay.
Custom maps.
It just looks like that Hong Kong level, but with more billboards.
Yeah, the cyberpunk.
Okay.
For TF2. This is what the inside of the computer looks like.
Sure. That
so,
tracks.
Yeah. So where are the two of you hanging out because you are currently off duty?
Bar? Club?
Yeah. I like hanging out at the club.
All right, so there's a bunch of subroutines that are doing the Vampire the Masquerade dances, or the City of Heroes dances, or the yeah, Wild dances,
or the Fortnite default dance.
Yeah, so
get on the dance floor, kind of like, I don't know, somehow like widen your hips and knees out, lean back at a 30-degree angle, start kind of crumping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Griffin's hitting the gritty as Goku starts twerking. I don't know. Fuck Fortnite.
He commands there.
Yeah, what are you two doing? You drinking? You dancing? You just chilling? You got like a corner booth or?
I'm trying to get the MP3 player to play my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
Oh my god. Why T-Bat? Am I forgetting her name? No. It's Plastic Love by Maria Takeuchi.
Oh yeah, there you go.
So you're trying to get the
MP3. I'm getting drinks.
You're getting drinks. Alright. Just
what does Slash order? Like
Slash will have something hard.
So, like, a Jack and Coke and one of those Long Island iced teas that's, like, a yard long. Okay. That's what Dot's coming back with.
Yeah. All right. So you're just hanging out and your communicators actually start going off.
Shit.
Just by reflex, Dot looks at her communicator and automatically takes about 3 inches worth of iced tea off of it before she answers it.
Yeah, it is a motherboard, your superior motherboard. Very much like if Shodan was one of those gender ambiguous anime women from the 80s, you know what I mean? The Beefoxen?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, now, if it isn't Dot and Slash, I'm sorry to interrupt your current off duties, but you are needed to take out a high priority target in the area.
Been awaited? Just getting settled in.
Oh, it's in the area and nobody told us? How irresponsible. Just looks away, shrinks a little more.
Yes, well, it would seem that unfortunately one of the humans has failed a basic fishing test. He was very interested in increasing the size of his erection, and now there is a virus within the system. We believe that it has begun within the club in order to try and subvert and take over other subroutines so it can hijack the entire system entirely. Your mission is to search and destroy and also re-establish connections with any of the underlying subroutines that have been disrupted by its presence. And you get a picture of what the virus looks like. It looks like if Slender Man had a texture error in Source. So it's pink and kind of phallic and just full of, like, you know, all those broken, like, error textures.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Ugh.
It's not easy to look at, is it?
It's going to be a lot easier when we're done with it, right?
Yeah. More drinking. Is she still on?
Yes, I'm still here. Please.
Oh, so... Yes?
Please keep excessive destruction to a minimum.
You got it, Mom.
Oh, okay, we're all right. Slash, she's been drinking, hasn't she? Yes, yes, no. Why did I ask that? Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're on the case.
We're going to have to unpack that later, Dot, but okay.
What? Just, she hangs up okay. on her, is already walking towards the door, but also finishing her glass on the way.
You know what we, haven't done yet?
What?
We need to set up a competition between us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. I give a little salute on my communicator. I don't know if it's visual or not.
You can just do it. You can just do it. It is a visual communicator.
Yep. I do a little like, yep. We got it.
Ooh.
And I slam down my...
thing that we can send.
Yeah. Send a little saluting emoji. Yeah.
You parked right outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, it's...
No, you are parked right outside. Here's my question, though. What are you going to do for your competition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was the concern that some subroutines had been subverted. That's always dangerous. We should rehabilitate rather than eliminate. Sometimes, apparently, I am informed. You could say whoever saves the most.
Whoever saves the most? You're going to lose.
Then what are you complaining about?
I just don't think you should try and challenge me to something you're going to lose at. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fine.
Shed.
I will be keeping
response to that.
I will be keeping track of who saves the most subroutines. So you go outside, you go to get to your bike, and that's when you're accosted by a mob of corrupted programs.
Oh wow.
Well, it's been here. And it has been going through the streets in order to try and take over the system entirely. That's what, you know, that's what Motherboard warned you about.
Yeah. No, yeah. And this is why Dot is sputtering, like, and they're just telling us now?
It was pretty loud in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you get to the door, they start breaking in through the front door, and now the other programs and subroutines are, you know, freaking out. Some of the dancers are currently locked in their animations, so they're just gliding across the floor dancing while they run. So yeah, there's monsters on the dance floor. What are you going to do?
Oh, shit. Okay. We did promise we wouldn't break anything. I'm going to try and get out there and see if I can't, like, I guess, violently dance battle them.
Interesting. All right. What are you going to use for that?
Bowl in a china shop.
Okay.
So, we're supposed to be gentle with them.
I just need to knock them out.
Yeah, okay, no, I was going to
suggest.
Look, my other options are to use my high frequency scythe.
No, you could, like, I get it. You could, like, mosh them together, or you could, like, grab
them. Yeah, I want
like,
to mosh them together.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I like that.
I would like to do something similar, but using the my parkour skill. So I'm mostly, like, running up to and jump kicking off of people.
Sure.
Make a pit.
Yeah.
So that we have some room to work.
Slash declared first, so... Mm-hmm. You roll a number of d6 equal to your skill.
Okay. So I have 2. There's really no reason to not start actually using the systems in this game. So I'm gonna flirt also.
Hell yeah.
So. I think what I'm going to do to flirt is point at the DJ and yell, "Give me a beat."
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And be like, "Give me a beat. Give me spotlight."
Hell yeah.
And
there you go.
And start moshing at him. So I will roll the 3 dice. Oh, good. I got a 6.
Yeah, that is a perfect success. That is a perfect hit. It is like a regular hit. So you describe how things go down, how you use your skills and luck to get out of the situation. Blah, blah, blah. I can add commentary and complications or collateral, but you also get a point for the competition as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I get on the floor and the DJ is a professional and... puts on some thumping bass and I start just like crumping on them and you know, they all try and like you know, I don't know, jump on me and, you know, grab me and everything, but I just kind of like dance wrestle them into a big pile. And I don't know, put a table on top of them or something. Weigh them down.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and get Dot, collected later.
Yeah. Dot, what are you going to do? You were doing your parkour, right?
Yeah, I was just going to use the run as administrator for that.
Sure.
So just 2, I think.
Yep. You can always flirt to get the die yourself.
Yes, but I also have to escalate, and that was already well done enough. I don't want to. I gotta. That's already one gimmick. I gotta wait for something fresh and new to tie into it.
All right, fair enough. All right, so it's a regular hit.
Just lots of like jumping off of horribly crooked limbs, hitting things with knees, jump kicks, a lot of bouncing around, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little bit of collateral for this.
Aww.
Well, it's just 2 RAM. Sometimes they bounce off into, you know, sometimes they just bounce off into enemies. Or they bounce off into, like, things that break and shatter. Like...
They glitch into the tables and fire off across the club.
Yep, there you go.
And they just like jitter and make the G-Mind collision noise. Just
yeah.
No, specifically what happens is one falls into a table at a weird angle, T poses, and then shoots off into the lights.
Oh god!
And you can hear the clang. You can hear the clanging noises up there in the lights. Yeah. Well, you've cleared up the initial danger in here. You can go out to your. You can go out to the disk drive. Your awful fucking car.
Why are you insulting our beautiful vehicle?
Because I named the damn thing.
Yup.
Alright, well, did we happen to get a briefing on where they're supposedly holed up?
Or... In the area. You know it's
they're
in the
around.
Area.
Oh, okay, so we send the drones out while we're driving around and spy on the place. Just sort of go on patrol.
who's driving?
Well, I have a driving skill.
You do, but who's driving?
I am intoxicated. I should not be driving. Plus, the driver's seat is the big one, because I think Slash always drives. Dot has like a tiny little gunner seat in the back because she could fit.
Mm, sure. Okay. Yep. Am drive. So yeah.
So you're adding your drone to this in particular.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's three dice then.
Your drive is just one?
No, I have unlicensed driver two.
Right, but you also add one because you're adding one for the vehicle stack.
Yeah, I added one for the vehicle.
You also add one because you still have the third die.
Ah! Right, it doesn't go away. Well, I got a five as my highest.
All right. You send out the drones. Where are you driving? You're just driving around in circles or what?
I think we should drive.
We could just stick to like main thoroughfares and see if any of those
just on the main file paths.
Yeah. Exactly. God damn it.
God forbid we have to go to Sys-32.
I'm going to give you a little bit of collateral for this, but yeah, you're just driving with the drones out as you're going. Take three more points of collateral as in the process of doing this, one of the drones actually kind of just like streaks across a truck. And the truck swerves and
yeah, there you go.
Knocks some stuff over and causes some traffic to start jamming, and you know, up on the surface level, somebody's like, "God damn it, why won't this message send?"
Please remember also, I'm an unlicensed driver.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not a safe driver.
It's very true. I should make it probably more dangerous.
We really need to copy a better mind than yours for the drones, is all I'm saying. They should probably learn how to fly instead of whatever it is that they're doing.
They go, hey, my mind's perfectly fine. Also, don't distract me while I'm driving.
Turning the cabin lights on and off. Does that did they find any more
yes, actually there's more subverted programs along the way. They are actually starting to clog the streets as you go. And one of the drones actually manages to catch up with the virus. And you can see that the virus is actually headed for the network access.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You started off on one of the computers just during downtime. This is the one where the person clicked on the spam message. And they're actually trying to get out to the network at large so that they can propagate.
Sure.
So what are you doing?
I don't want to say that I take the wheel, but can I, like, we're in a motorcycle, I have a giant weight on a chain, can I like demand that we take a hard turn to follow it instead of just telling Slash, just like fling the hammer out like an anchor and force a turn?
Ooh.
To like sling us in the right direction.
All right.
That's very fun. It's
very fun, but also very crazy.
Yes.
All right. I'm glad that you understand. I don't know.
Well, I could also flirt by reaching forward over the side of the from behind the chair, mm-hmm. and be like, "Just hold on tight for a second," as I am throwing the hammer through the cockpit glass out into a street to hit like, you know, fancy cyberpunk light pole or Wi-Fi antenna or what have you. Mm-hmm.
All right, take the flirt token.
That's very good.
So that's three? I think that's three?
That's three. I don't really know if any of the cars
It's narrow, so...
It has a slim profile, has all terrain...
All right, I'll give you. That's four. Jackals.
Okay. Concussion blaster.
Yes!
It's a good roll.
I got a six.
Yeah.
All right, so you whip it out and you... God damn it.
What is wrong with you? That was cool, and now I'm just Louis C.K.
Well, okay, Jesus. You're the one who just gave it a name.
Okay, so you extend the hammer, and you turn it.
I drop the anchor.
Yes, you drop the anchor, and but you specifically do it around a light pole, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you are doing it, the force. Okay, so you're trying to slingshot in order to go fast, in order to get to the virus, right?
To catch up with it before it gets to the way out of here. Yes.
Right. So you are currently doing that. As you do that, it wraps on the light pole, and as the force of the pivot actually causes the light pole to snap. And on top of that, the light pole actually falls on top of a bunch of subverted programs and traps them, giving you a point.
Sweet! Just kind of like staples them to the floor.
Exactly. Behold, yes. Cable management.
No, they've been like zip tied. God damn. See, there you go.
Right. Yeah, it sees the two of you coming.
No, all you have to do is just not hit anything until we get to the virus.
It sees the two of you coming, and it obviously starts running, because it can tell that you are antivirus, or at the very least, there to try to kill it.
Oh yeah, call us McAfee because we're out of our fucking minds.
So what it does is it's running away from you, and you're getting closer, you're getting closer, you're getting closer. As it's running away from you, it actually, you watch as it turns intangible.
What?
And floats through a semi truck.
Oh shit!
But as it comes out the other side of the semi truck, you actually see the truck start to like warp and twist.
Shit.
And turn into a bipedal, glitched out, like polygonal nightmare.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Let's see.
I can shoot at it. You can keep driving. I have more dice in combat. I could maybe like try to fend it off, you know. That's also the first thing that comes to Dot's mind is immediately, oh shit, start shooting.
I could cut its legs off.
That is much cooler. Absolutely. Do you want to like stand up from this the seat to?
Yeah, do I it? Do.
Hell yes. So I have to like dive over so that we can switch seats.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the flirt die back, a flirt token, whatever. I'm gonna say, take the controls, and I'm gonna stand up in my seat, which means you have to lean forward to grab the controls.
Yes. Perfect.
And we're still in the disk drive, which you know, it's pretty slim, which means that we can go right between the Truckosaurus's legs.
Yup!
Truck monster. Truckosaurus is a trademark.
Yes.
Can't do that.
Truckzilla, so, no, that's trademark.
No, it's the Universal Cereal Bus because it wants to kill us.
God damn it. Anyway. So I got one die plus one for flirt plus one for vehicle.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, I rolled a four.
Oh, fuck. Do you want to? Is it too late to do truth or dare?
Yes. I think
it is. Can you use truth or dare to?
No, you have to do it beforehand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
What is a four? Is a four not good?
Four is a success, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
It's just with collateral. It's just collateral. With collateral.
Yep. Well, you know.
Yeah, we should
just. Yeah, four to five is a hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I should probably be doing a little bit more for the tally for the disaster. I'm going to say the disaster has been causing some problems. I'm going to roll 3d6. That seems fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You are doing less damage than the disaster. It is currently at 9 out of 60. I am going to roll 2d6 because you have cut a bipedal truck monster in half of the street.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me how it looks. You just go through the legs and you go up, or is it like a Metal Gear Rising Revengeance type cut?
I think we pass through... between its legs, and I do like a single big flourish with the scythe, and
you get like both ankles,
yeah, both you shins. just cut off like
and all the roofs of all the cars around us. That's probably where some of the collateral comes from,
probably, but yeah, slice off like both legs, like at the knees.
Yeah, absolutely. And because it's now lost at the knees, but like the feet are still kind of going for like a little bit, it slides. You cut off some of the roofs of the cars nearby. Yes, that's worth 1 point. The other 7 points comes from the fact that a bipedal robot has tipped over and crashed into a nearby building.
We'll take care of that later.
Fuck that. They'll throw us a parade if we do this right.
They better throw us a parade. You see that? That was sick as shit.
I know! It was! Alright, well, if we got that, then I guess I just... Can I take, like, some long shots at the virus?
Oh, totally, sure.
So I might just, like, nail something else.
Sure.
Yeah. But I don't have... Oh, can I use the drone that we have on it as, like, a spotter?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Say, okay. Yeah, then just, like, while I'm I've definitely got it on cruise control because I can't reach the pedals. So I'm just kind of, like, standing up on the seat, one hand on the wheel and the other one firing. That could have been really bad. No, I'll take that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just gotta say, I love D6 systems because you'd think that, oh, like, there's only, it's only six numbers. How hard could it be to get the ones you want?
There's only six numbers.
God, I need you all to roll worse.
No.
Yeah, too bad.
Fine, God. Yeah, you're taking shots at it.
Sorry, motherboard.
You're taking shots at it. It's weaving through traffic.
I'm sure I hit some traffic signs.
Yeah, you're definitely hitting some traffic signs. There you go. That's 1 point of
and also shooting them. I mean, like, plowing into them on the way.
But yeah, you were taking shots out of it. You were taking chunks out of it. It is actually starting to flicker. It's actually starting to wobble and shake. it's kind of glitching out in the middle of the road as it starts making its way away from the it starts making its way away from the network access and instead flees into the downloads file.
No,
Oh, God. We'll never find it in there.
Yeah, to hide amongst all of the detritus and bric-a-brac that has been secretly downloaded through work hours.
Oh, no!
It's going to disguise itself as, like, image.3561.jpg.
Presentation underscore one, parentheses one, no, really.
So yeah, the upside is you do know that it is in this building. It, for sake of reference, I guess the downloads file is just like an enormous warehouse.
Of course, yeah.
There's sure. There's a bunch of like archivist.
Oh, it's a giant shopping mall.
There you go. Yeah, there's a hey, let's make it worse. There's a bunch of civilian programs that are running around. Every single time that the user like searches for something, they run through the downloads in order to see if it's there. Yeah, you're basically at a shopping mall. That works.
Yeah.
Plenty of collateral civilian damage. Because Red Narrow is
going to keep coming in handy.
All right.
All right. Do you want to take the wheel or should I just... try to ramp us off the road towards the entrance.
I have been standing up this whole time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
you fun. Could spin the scythe and use it like a helicopter. I mean,
yeah, I'll take the wheel again. At some point, we're gonna have to get out of this car, maybe.
Oh no! I'm that's why I was suggesting jumping because a crash would be suitably
impressive. We don't have time to slow down. We're gonna try and ramp it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Take it by surprise.
We look like task managers. We don't freeze things.
Okay. So I'm a driver. I'm a motorist. And our vehicle has all terrain.
Sure does, buddy.
Do I have the flirt die?
You do not.
I don't. That's fine. I'm just going to roll it as is.
You could always play truth or dare.
No, didn't you take it back when you stood up for the...
I did. I didn't. But then I didn't remember I didn't take if you took it back.
No, I didn't take it back when I went for the shot.
Oh, okay. So you, okay. Have, you still have two.
Okay. I have four dice.
Damn it.
Still good at rolling. I wish I could roll this well in other games.
Fucking probability. What the hell? All right. So what are you doing again? You're just driving into the.
We were gonna ramp in because it's cool.
All right, you're going to ramp into the... Because it's cool.
There's a ramp truck. Yep. A convenient ramp truck. And we're going to drive extremely fast and land on the upper floor of the downloads file.
Right.
Yeah, in the food court.
In the food court.
You
get a bite.
Yeah, you go soaring. You go soaring through the air. You crash in through the window, but it's like fine because it's like hollow glass. There are
do a cool slide.
You do a cool little slide, and you actually accidentally slide a little bit too far. Because this is the type of food court where there's like a big hole in the middle of it because it's multi levels.
Yeah.
And you accidentally bump up against the railings with the glass, and that causes a vibration, and there's actually just like a little bit of like wiggle from something that was like, there's a PDF that's suspended because it's been most frequently accessed.
Mm-hmm.
The PDF actually comes off of the wires and falls down onto a mob of subverted subroutines that have been like started to run around on the bottom level causing trouble.
I like how we've done this multiple times where we've just kind of squished the problem.
Mm-hmm. You have subdued it for later.
All right.
Is there, is there some kind of security system of the, like, is there other, I'm thinking of like folder level security things.
Looking for mall cops?
Yes. Mall cops or like the equivalent of shutting the doors between the wings of the mall to like corral it.
Ooh, you'd want to lock the file down.
Yes. That's if we could, like, lock up a store while a store folder while it's in there to, like, isolate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. You don't know where the virus is.
Yeah. Right.
You know it's in here, but now you've basically trapped it in a pantry.
Yeah. We're going to have to search on foot, maybe.
Yeah, have fun with that. Dot starts climbing out through the hole that she shot, that she broke in the glass, to jump out and start like scrambling up the floors by the guardrails. And just kind of like parkouring through to look for where it got to, probably following destruction that they didn't do.
You say that, and I think of that horrible image of Charlie Brown climbing a chain link fence.
What?
You remember that video?
No.
Google Charlie Brown climbing a chain link
Charlie
fence.
Charlie Brown chain link fence. Got a GIF right here. Yeah.
Oh, nope. Yeah, so it's just like the Mario climbing animation, except he's also Gollum. Sure.
A little bug.
I mean, yeah, it does pretty much look like that.
What a Charlie Brown with, like, a weird bug.
There's lots of scrambling. There's lots of, like, skirts flying everywhere, you know. Scuttling.
Yeah, this sounds like a check.
I think that's just two for, Well, fine. The system, the game has systems. We should use them. I'll do a truth or dare for a third die.
Okay.
Do I pick truth
or dare?
Truth.
Let's see. Oh my god! I just realized I haven't thought about or played the game Truth or Dare in like I don't know, like 2 days.
Yeah, it's like an onboarding exercise again, isn't it?
God. What is,
sorry, I didn't want that die.
No, you should get a die. what's your perfect sandwich?
Oh,
I want to know. Sandwich opinion.
Almost anything with ham in it. Especially like thin sliced prosciutto or other kind of like fancy ham. A spicy cheese like pepper jack or like maybe some Asiago. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really spicy, but it's another word I can't think of right now.
Savory?
Some lettuce, onions. Yeah, very extremely okay. Savory.
Nice, got some green.
Mm-hmm. Lettuce, onions, like some mayo, I guess. I don't really like mayo except on sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a horrifying condiment, I think. It's fine as an ingredient, but as a condiment, it's weird.
I also dislike flat, like, mayo.
Actually, no, not what? Mayo. Russian dressing.
Okay, yeah.
That's it, really, I think. That on, like... Shit. What's the really powdery ciabatta?
Ciabatta.
All right.
All right, get your extra dice.
That, I think, it's a perfect sandwich. Yay. Oh, what were you fucking saying about needing
how hard could it be? How hard could it be to roll good?
All right, Scuttlesmith.
No!
So that's a miss. I treat it like any other circumstance. I give you a little bit of a win. But things get crazier, more complicated, and more out of control. Beautiful.
Everyone assumes I'm another virus because I'm being a little weirdo, and they start panicking even worse.
Scotland. Scrombling.
God, I do like the idea. All right, yeah, I like the idea. There's actually, so you're climbing around. You are on the top
Windows
level.
Defender thinks I'm another virus.
Yes, exactly. You are climbing around on the top level.
That's why I need to run as administrator.
Let me talk. You are climbing around on the top level of the download file. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they see you. So. They see you scuttling around, and you actually do get a glance at the virus as you're going. You do know what floor the virus is on, at least. However, there are security guards that are on the bottom floors that, like, look up at you and are just like, oh, shit, we got an infection. Freeze, lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. And all of a sudden, everybody starts panicking. They're taking shots at you, and
yeah, this is mostly what I wanted. It's close enough.
So there's now rioting happening in the and panic happening in the download folder. The virus is now on the third floor, so you have to get down to the third floor in order to do it. But you now have to deal with the fact that there are rampaging people around, and also. Download security thinks you're a threat.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. I need to get down there fast. And I need to stop these guys from shooting at my partner!
Mm-hmm. How are you gonna do that?
Cut a hole in the floor?
I was thinking about it. I think I am going to cut a hole in the floor.
All right, cut a hole in the floor.
Wave your scythe.
Yep.
Jam
do
scythe.
I still have the flare tie?
Yeah. Maybe if they actually put up some maps around, this wouldn't be so goddamn difficult. But well, nobody organizes the downloads folder.
It just that's hasn't been, true, like, indexed for search.
Yeah. I organize my download file by two metrics. One, sort by type. Two, list by date.
Yes. Rational use of the utility, yes.
I heard you sigh as if I was going to say something insane.
I would like another die. All truth and truth and or dare.
Okay.
All truth, I guess. Okay. On the audio medium.
Yeah. Well, I could dare you to sing something, but no. Then we get copyright claims.
No, we won't.
No, I'm not that good a singer.
What is your most inflammatory cinema opinion?
Wow, okay, here we go.
Ooh, inflammatory cinema opinion. Oh my god.
More because it would upset the most people, not necessarily because it would be extremely upsetting.
God, I don't know because I will give an answer, but also I'm going to preface by saying, like, I feel like I'm really in tune with a lot of people as far as my movie opinions because I curate the people I talk about movies with.
Mm.
So I'm having a hard time. I'm just going to say, and this would annoy and like bug a lot of people, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that SNL was ever funny and their movies were never funny.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the older I get, the more I feel this.
Hmm.
I can see that.
I feel like I need to revisit Wayne's World because of that statement.
Yeah, like I would but too. Like, I don't know if it's true or not. I just feel
no. In SNL my soul, has like, definitely had more duds than like successes. Wayne's World yeah. was definitely an outlier.
You hear about like people go like, you know, SNL was funny back when. It's like, was it though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think you're in bad company, especially because, like, I have increasingly hated Lorne Michaels as a person.
Yeah, that's why, that's another reason why I'm like, I don't really know, but that's a movie feeling that I have.
Yeah.
Or, you know, media.
No, feeling. I mean, it's certainly been long enough for, like, sorry.
No, 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 go ahead.
For, like, the edifice of Monty Python to crumble, I think maybe SNL God. Has kind of reached that point, too.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. Yeah.
And yet, we have many more of the alumni still bouncing around, as opposed to, yeah.
All right.
One exception. Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Blues Brothers is great.
Blues Brothers was also the first.
Yeah.
And there was a 12-year gap between Blues Brothers and Wayne's World.
Party time excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Bob Roberts was technically a SNL film.
But, like, for every Blues Brothers, there's the It's Pat movie.
True. Also, MacGruber was pretty good. Anyway.
I can't stop winning.
You really can't. Jesus Christ.
Jesus wept.
What were we doing again? I was looking at a list of
cutting a hole in the floor.
Cutting a hole in the floor. Yeah, so Slash is straight up just down being.
Yep. For Slash's down special attack.
I'm going to give you another thing for the competition.
Yay.
I'm also going to give you some collateral because you're drilling through the floor.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, just summon out the high frequency scythe and do a perfect circle around me and crash down and like squish some corrupted subroutines before they attack some I don't know.
Yeah, they get hit in the head by the floor that you just cut away.
Yeah, exactly. Just and because you actually have to go down multiple levels, it's like a consecutive bump, 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 bump.
Bonk.
And you're just like standing on like a fucking tower of annoy at the end.
I love how how much collateral I have. This is great.
Yeah, we're actually currently at 17 collateral to the disaster's 10. I'm going to roll for the disaster because the disaster's getting up to some shit.
It's still many.
All right. You are now tied with the disaster, actually.
Ooh.
Well, that's not more.
That's true. That is not more. All right. You're on the third floor. I will say you have left the motorcycle up top.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to bring it with you. But
no,
we.
I didn't say I was, so I'm not gonna go back for it.
We can. Can we set up the? How about as I jump out, I set up the scout drones to do like crowd control. Like, sure. Start projecting, start evacuating people.
Do you want to do this to try to gain a point for the competition?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Are they form like fun little signal lights?
They can't escape.
They project little holographic bodies so that their physical form is just the head.
Mm-hmm. You can't actually get them to escape the downloads folder because the downloads folder is locked down, but you can direct them towards like safe locations.
Like a lobby or something. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you're going to do that. What skill are you going to use? It could just be charm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll use charm. So that's a one. And then plus the drones, because I'm doing it from the car as I leave. So it's just two.
Well, do you want to gain more?
I'm just going to raw dog it.
Don't you want to?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that is a failure.
I was trying to be brave. Shut up. Is that a fumble, at least?
No, it's not a fumble. Actually, what does this look like?
The drones are running around screaming, "Fuck!"
Yeah, the drones are also panicking.
The drones are also panicking, yes. There you go, that has to be
They're trying to reassure the people by mimicking them.
Yes, exactly. They're like AI assistants. It's yep. Like fucking co-pilot.
I see, you're trying to escape the building.
And as a result, and at the instructions that it's trying to give them is like causing them to go into like stores and start breaking shit.
Shit.
Like they're trying to smash windows to get out, or just like somebody. One of them is like,
retreat to a safe distance has become disrespect your surroundings.
Go to the hardware store and start getting power tools. Yep. So that's more damage.
Ow. Shoot.
So now not only are the people panicking, they are arming themselves for self-defense.
No, this is good.
Yeah, that's right. A polite society is indeed an armed society. Or however that goes. I don't care.
I think this is what happens when you enable kernel-level anti-cheat or something.
Yeah. And then... Right, so things are currently getting worse. But you are on the bottom level that you want to be. You are on the third level. I got bad news.
Mm-hmm.
It is headed for the porn.
No way.
Oh, God. Not the porn.
Well, it's the problem is he's got porn on the work computer. You know? But also, like, because it knows that it can wait out the... it knows that it can wait things out because he will do everything, the user will do everything in his power to not expose the fact that there's porn in the download file.
Right. Yeah. It's a neighborhood that the antivirus scan just doesn't go.
Mm-hmm. But thankfully, the two of you are trapped in here with it.
Thank goodness. All right.
It is doing just barely more collateral damage than you are.
What are our numbers at?
You are currently at 23, and it is currently at 24.
Oh.
As long as it's below 60 or something in total, it's probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
So what are you doing? This is a file within the file. It is called taxes. There's a bunch of scantily clad accountants that are just gyrating on poles outside of the file. Mail,
they're
female,
supposed to be
whatever.
Pivot tables. They're not supposed to be stripping on them.
Why don't you come in here and drop those tables, big boy? Anyway.
Brain, are we together or are we still separated?
I'd like to think that I was running after you. I was running in your wake. Or, yeah, no, I think we've mostly caught up. I'm hoping we have, yeah.
If I can, I'll wait for you to catch up.
Yeah, sure. I like the idea that Dot, you cut a hole through the floor in order to get there ASAP, and you did that, and Dot stayed up top with the disk drive and tried to help people out, and you're just waiting for Dot, and we see like a far shot of Dot on the escalator slowly coming down to you.
I mean, I could run down the escalator, but
no.
Then motherboard yells at me when I do shit like that. So no, I gotta just sit here and wait.
Yeah,
look, the escalator's working still. You know, like it's,
yeah, that proves that I'm not being as crazy as it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no, you're good. You can, okay. Yeah.
Been a long time since we've gone into one of these. You ready?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Could be anything in there. Be ready for anything. Trust nothing.
It feels like we're going into. Does it look like one of the like a xenomorph hive? Is there like shit growing on the walls by the time we get there?
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a really sexy xenomorph hive. Like,
so xenomorph soft hive.
Soft focus lighting, magenta tint. Like there's very clearly like a fog machine that was set up, and
shag rugs.
Yes, shag rugs. There you go.
Oh God. It's like, that's gonna.
You've ever?
It's gonna be like a swamp.
Yeah, you've seen like the most seedy like sorts of stuff in like pop culture, right? Like with the neon signs and whatever. So you go in there, and then it's all set up just like a sex shop, and then there's the back door, and the back door will lead into the inner workings of the porn folder. Are you gonna go in?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right.
Way alpha through.
You push through into a very plain office that is now full of xenomorph material that is growing on the walls. It was a ruse. The porn folder actually was the tax folder because the user is embezzling.
Horny well, for money.
Really, that doesn't really affect us.
It doesn't, but like, what am I going to do? Sit here and make you fight sexy people or just like put a twist on it?
Yeah.
You're the sexy ones, not the enemies. Anyway, Excel spreadsheets are like now crawling out of the woodwork. just chattering with their horrible little tables of teeth.
And, oh God, why does that one look like a Gundam?
And yeah, the horde of infected files is very quickly upon you.
Ah, damn it.
All right, we've both got weapons well suited for like swinging around indiscriminately. Can we do like a back-to-back thing and
yeah,
just attack
course.
At the same time?
Back-to-back, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, go for it, sure.
Now, I still have the flirt die. Are you going to steal it from me?
Yes.
I give you the option to steal it from me.
Because I'm not going to... As the hammer forms from one fist and drops... thuds to the floor. I'd slide that arm around your waist, like preparing to dance with a big grin.
Hell yeah. Take that flirt die.
Yep.
Yes!
Now I only have one die.
You only put one into combat? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's fine. You can always steal it back.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, tell me how you're absolutely tearing it up.
Oh yeah, just like the second after that pose, her arm is immediately off, so that she can just shot put. No, what is it? The hammer throw? Yeah, hammer throw.
Yeah.
Is that just not letting go?
Sure.
And every so often, completely reversing direction by whacking it off of something hard enough to rebound it.
You can't whack off here. This is the porn folder.
No, it's the tax folder.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. No. No, yeah, cool. You were absolutely tearing it up. There are some captured subroutines that have been, like, webbed up and are going to be converted.
No, this is a spreadsheet. They're infected cells.
You are lucky. I did not take the drink I was about to take before you said that. God damn it. All right. Yes, you are swinging around and you are cracking open the infected cells and making sure that the virus doesn't take hold. So that's another point to Dot. Slash is still currently leading in the points total.
Oh.
Meanwhile, yep. Slash.
Yeah. I think we need to, I mean, are there more infected mm-hmm. routines here?
Yeah, you are doubled up.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. I'm going to... God, I'd love to take that die back.
How are you going to do it? You have to escalate from
mm-hmm.
saucy dance intimations.
Mm-hmm. I think instead of using the scythe, I will form my data buster from one of my arms, and my other arm I will take your hand and we'll start doing the like combat tango.
Ooh. Oh yeah, there you go.
So you're gonna use Dot as your scythe.
Yeah, we'll start spinning around and I'll be shooting with one hand from behind you as we, dip and spin.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Go for it.
I got a 4. That's fine.
Yeah, describe your hit.
Yeah, we do a beautiful dance. And as you're swinging a big metal ball around, I'm taking shots. Infected files that are coming up behind you and doing like little dips and kicks and everything.
Hell yeah.
It's super cool.
It's super cool. It's not
the hair is flying.
That's true. You do have the long hair. Shots are going wide, so that's more to your collateral.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the chamber is clear. You're gonna have to go through the tunnels in order to get to where the virus has been setting up the hive. But then from there on out, the virus is injured, the virus is locked down. You have it exactly where you need it in order to destroy it. So how are you getting through to the main chamber?
What haven't I used yet? I haven't really used Mob Face. But I don't think looking bland and boring is going to help get past xenomorphs.
What if you pretended you were infected?
Is there like a chunk of corrupted subroutine that hasn't like derezzed that I can just stick over my face?
You can absolutely rub a little goo on your face to pretend to be.
Hell yeah! Throw some goo on my face. Hell yeah! Sure. Just fucking grab a handful, not even paint in any particular way, just splat, run. I only have one die.
You can take the flirt die back.
You can do it there.
Can truth or
dare? I don't know how to flirt while throwing. Yeah, I'll do truth or dare.
You could. Honestly, the flirt I thought of was like mo while you put it on your face.
Flirt with slime. Slime flirt.
I know that's a fetish, but it's not one I have.
Slime flirt tutorial.
Oh yeah, no, I do it like ASMR style. I just run up next to Slash and smack it on my face while it's an inch away.
You're like, does this look convincing?
Yeah, look at my face, Slash. Look at my face. It's like,
rub my face. Rub the slime on.
Sure. You also do you want a truth or dare or no?
Oh wait, no! I got it. I go like, hey, Slash. I grab a handful of slime, smack it on. Says your seat is ready.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that while you're stunned, I wow.
I would. All right, put the slime in your face and then say, like, I'll clean your seat off later. I think that's better.
Sure.
There you go. There's your...
Sorry. No, I'm laughing because that is, we have to escalate, and you sure escalated. Yeah, you went for, we were, I think it maybe like a, I'm going to, I don't know, I'll say like a 8. Not, you went to like a 12.
But we're now, hey, we're now in innuendo territory. There we go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
God
no.
damn it! I'm doing.
You are. No, you get the third dice. Do you want to do truth or dare, or do you just want to have the two dice?
No, I think I'm good with two dice. No, I'm good with two dice. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you're good with two dice. Yeah. Woo.
No fucking little yes, sliders.
Nope.
All right. Well, you two are tied for the competition now.
Slime face help?
How is Dot going to use slime face in order to get the two of you?
Oh,
into the
every once in a while, I find downed people who have subroutines that haven't been converted yet, like they're stuck in the walls and shit, and I. Slime a handful of slime on their face and tell them to walk in the opposite direction.
Yeah, there you go.
Just go behind me.
And the two of you are tied for the competition now. Very cool. You are in the inner chamber. This is the darkest, most recessed part of the embezzlement folder, hidden within the porn folder, hidden within the download folder, hidden within the computer, hidden within this entire company. The light itself barely even seems to come down in here. Everything is lit with an eerie cybernetic glow, except for the parts that are now weirdly purple because of the broken textures on the virus. It is hanging from the ceiling like the Xenomorph Queen as combination Xenomorph Queen and GLaDOS as, a bunch of different corrupted files and subroutines are half ensconced in the floor. All right. Dot, I know you and I played Resident Evil 6 together.
Yeah.
Slash, do you remember the parts in Resident Evil 6 where the... guys start hatching out of the chrysalises?
Yes.
That is currently what is happening. There's a bunch of like fully hijacked programs in here that are now starting to emerge with like bug wings and like mandibles and little gribbly hissy bits. Because you are officially in the hive. I'm gonna roll 1d6. Okay, well, I would say this is very bad. Because I have to look at the collateral damage rolls real quick. What are you doing?
I mean, those aren't subroutines anymore. Those are just completely born from the virus, right? Yeah.
That's virus.
So, yeah, just like even just further venting some destructive urges in their directions, I suppose.
Well, good news. The disaster hasn't fully like handled, like in the realm of damage, because that is 25 damage.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You are in the disaster now. I mean, the fact that there's a bunch of like actual factual corrupted files, has upped the destruction pretty substantially.
Oh, sure,
so,
yeah.
So, disaster's now at 49. Agents are now at 25.
Ooh.
Good news. We're under the disaster. All right, well. Nothing else to do, but... kill.
Yes.
All you need is kill.
We need to level up, and they look like just enough XP.
Fuck off.
I'm letting the virus kill you.
You're a Yoho character with a scythe. You don't get to stand on ceremony about that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what are you two doing?
Swinging the chain. Swinging the chain. I want to slice bugs.
Alright. You currently don't have the third die, so what are you rolling?
I'm gonna roll with my scythe. I would like to take the flirt die back. I left the dice room for a second. Draw our weapons again and get ready to fight. I'm gonna run forward and say watch my back and do like a big like squat down and like jump into the air that just basically flashes my ass.
Hey, fair enough. Alright, you get the panty shot for the episode. Well done. Except for the fact that like you did say that you're wearing overalls, but whatever. It is a well textured ass.
Yeah, it's shockingly well textured, unlike any other point in the episode.
Yeah, I get you.
I'll roll two dice now.
Artisanally depicted panty lines.
Okay. Yes.
Alright, so are you attacking you're attacking the malware?
Yeah, I'm gonna attack the malware.
Alright, you're currently doing a good job with the malware. Let's be real. I'm going to roll collateral because you are, you are permanently destroying programs in order to do this.
Yep, sure am.
But you are fighting tooth and nail, just mixing it up with a flurry of sight slashes and gunfire. Dot, are you helping out with that? Are you going to try to win the competition? Are you going to try to attack the big bad virus?
It sounds like crowd control taken care of, so I'll just start shooting at the big one, because that's usually a good way to fix things.
Gotta kill the head vampire.
Yeah.
That's true, you do have to kill the head vampire.
That's how they solved Stuxnet back in the day.
Yep.
They killed the headworm.
Alright, so how many day are you rolling?
Just two. I've got the two from combat. No, I'm, the budget for Sakuga went into, Slash's panties.
Jesus.
Thank God.
All right. Yeah, you are laying down heavy fire. I'm going to roll another d6 because you are actually causing... I'm going to roll 2d6. You are causing problems by killing this guy, Bradley.
No!
Yay.
Well, you're catching up with it. All right, so you are doing a very good job wounding this file, or wounding this virus. Especially because Slash is doing a good job keeping them off your back and keeping the two of you able to move around and attack. Unfortunately, it has fully infiltrated and locked in on this file. So the file itself is getting the file folder itself is getting corrupted and is going to become inaccessible unless the two of you get out of here ASAP.
No.
We gotta zip out of here.
Ba-da-pop.
Sorry, I know I'm in rare form.
You're in rar form.
God damn it. But yeah, how the two getting out of here?
We have to. Can't stay and kill the virus.
You basically put the killing blows on it. Now it's a Metroid escape.
Okay, I understand.
Can we? I don't know. I'm honestly just thinking using Run as administrator to parkour through all the wreckage that we left behind us.
Yeah, sure, go for it. This is
probably a pretty decent path out.
Sure.
Okay. So two.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That is one more for Dot. Dot is in the lead for the competition.
Yeah.
You just managed to find a bunch of files that were going to be in subroutines that were going to be converted as you were on your way out. Yeah, you're just bouncing and moving and grooving as you go.
Well, defrag never hurt anybody.
There you go. That's a spirit. how about you, Slash? What are you doing to get out of here?
Just gonna crash my way through.
Go for it.
I believe I still have.
You do. You still have the first die.
Yeah. Oh, let's go.
We are back in a dead fucking heat.
That's perfect. Jesus Christ. That's how it should be. Yeah. Just start like. You know, I see Dot. You know, start jumping and bouncing everything off, and then just start running and pushing and crashing through things, cutting things in half if I need to.
Sure. My mental image is you come out the other side having done a clothesline, and there's just a bunch of subroutines in your arms that you've just dragged with you.
Mm-hmm.
As the inner folder just shudders and heaves and locks up and becomes completely and totally inaccessible. And there you go. You are standing back in the lobby of the quote-unquote porn folder. You are at a dead heat for the competition. And you saved a bunch of people. The virus is destroyed. And your communicators are ringing.
This is Slash.
This is Dot.
Well, I must say I am incredibly impressed with the restraint the two of you managed to have during this mission. A lot of paperwork we're going to have to fill out, especially because I don't think the user is going to be super happy about losing that file. But it did stop a possible future investigation from going through that would have caused our lives just no end of misery. So,
ounce of prevention, pound of cure.
We're in the business of making smiles, right, Dot?
That's right.
All right. Well, how do the two of you feel about a temporary network pass so you can go out on the internet or into a video game? I think the two of you have earned that sort of vacation.
Sounds fun. I'm thinking Beach Simulator.
Or Pilot Simulator. I like flying in all the buildings.
Jesus.
We gotta talk.
It's just a simulation.
Yeah, I think the credits is the two of you trying to figure out where you're going to go on your vacation.
Okay.
And just sure, like, and how it's going to be interrupted by the next virus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. It's Wreck-It Ralph 2, baby.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this has been Double or Nothing. Congratulations. You killed the virus. You saved the network. You didn't get an excessive amount of collateral damage. And also, the two of you didn't confront those feelings.
No.
No.
No. Never. No.
You'll have to stop the world just to stop the feeling, you know.
Look, it's a Roadrunner coyote thing. It's never going to happen, or else the show would end.
That's true. Anyway, yeah. Double or Nothing. This was dumb as hell. I liked it. This was...
Yeah.
I know I don't want to put anybody on this show on blast, but how was this for just like a little fuck around game?
What?
No, I'm being serious.
I liked it
quite a bit.
Yeah, this was pretty nice. Fun. Now the two of you have to fuck off so I can run this with Sophie and Lavender.
Oh, okay. No,
I'm kidding.
I can take a day off.
Yeah, no, I... God knows I'm the one who's...
I'll just sit by the fire petting a cat. Reading a book, drinking a big comedy goblet.
Yeah, the two of you can sit in the cuck chair.
Jesus Christ.
We have to share the chair?
No, you each get a chair.
Oh, okay.
You each get a chair.
Is it like front and back cockpit, pilot and gunner? Like the bike?
Yep, it's a tandem cuck chair. Mods changed my name to Tandem Cuck Chair.
No, they're...
What is that thing in Gundam called where they had to fly the... There's like the extra like core... Is it the core pod or whatever?
No, they all have a core fighter or whatever.
Yeah, core fighter.
A lot of them do.
Cuck chair with a core fighter.
Jesus
Christ.
Why are we like this?
I don't know, hon.
You want to bring it to the close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
This has been the Coffee Club. In alphabetical Discord order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Slash.
That's me. Hi, it's Grint. I played Slash. Wowee. Hey, you should play little fun, weird games like this. Do some stuff that you don't normally do. It's great. Have a good time. Have some yucks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Sometimes it's good to just mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do stuff.
All right, Dot, you got anything to say?
Yes, this has been Dot, played by Bastion. Now, you know, I had a recommendation, but then, like, the more I looked at it, the less it was wowing me. So I guess read or watch or actually, it just I've said it before. Go look at that thing that you've been interested in and like consume it so that you can just have an opinion instead of just wondering about it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually form a perspective.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, my name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. My recommendation this week is very different from the two of you. Because I have been listening to a bunch of different music. My recommendation is the album You Can Be Special Too by the British electronic music duo Evil Nine. It's
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that album. Yeah, shit. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, I sorry. Like it. No, it's I'm glad you liked it.
Crooked is a fucking, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I like the little skits and everything, too. I mentioned shout outs to my friend B-E-E, who gave it to me as a music recommendation for when I was playing Over Under for music to clean somebody's house to. Yeah.
I definitely used that as a theme song back in City of Heroes at some point to let you know, to give you some idea of like how old that fucking song is. Jesus, 2004, baby. Oh my god.
That shit came out when I was 14.
That song can vote. Fuck.
Yep.
It can drink. Jesus. Okay.
It will drink.
Yeah. It's been drinking.
Yeah. This has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter. No. Jump the gun. This has been the Coffin Club. Our website is thecoffin.club. Our Patreon is patreon.com/the_coffin_club. Review the show. Tell people. Take political action, but do not listen to us as a salient call to action or arms. I made jokes earlier. Yeah,
you've probably heard a real one lately. Just listen to it.
Yeah, especially because this is coming out fucking 3 to 4 months in the future. Write reviews. Not on Spotify. Fuck Spotify. We're not on Spotify. Fuck Apple, but also you can write a review for us on Apple. And help people be weird, be queer, and... Our theme song is Take Her Away by Ladyfinger. So tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitress. And we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, you two.
Good night.
Good night, you two.
God damn it.